This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's another entry in the new normal file. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, will be meeting in Vienna tomorrow. And once upon a time, an OPEC confab like that one got a whole lot of coverage because the oil cartel could and did change the global economy. Nowadays, though, energy traders are responding with an overwhelming meh. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
OPEC's problem is that it was a bit greedy over the years. Amy Myers Jaffe teaches energy policy at UC Davis.
So they've basically already shot themselves in the foot.
By keeping the price of its oil high, OPEC spurred America to find its own oil. Here in the States, we're getting a lot more from the ground. Shale oil is exploding, even as critics worry about its environmental impact. Canada's doing it too. Though long known for providing America with maple syrup and Saturday Night Live cast members, Canada also sells us loads of shale oil. Michael Levy is author of The Power Surge.
U.S. and Canadian production can combine with weak demand in the rest of the world and cause some big problems for OPEC countries.
OPEC still pumps 40% of world crude, but all that extra American oil sloshing around global markets means the cartel can't move prices like it used to through production cuts. Raymond James energy analyst Pavel Molchanov.
It has made OPEC more of a marginal player in the global oil market.
OPEC has another problem. OPEC. Close your eyes and imagine that meeting. And please, don't close them if you're driving. You might see sheikhs in robes. The oil-drenched Gulf states may pay the piper and call the tune. But other countries want to march to a different beat. The music of late Nigerian pop star Fela Kuti, the country's greatest hitmaker. Molchanov says OPEC countries like Nigeria think very differently than rich Arab states that want to limit production.
Nigeria never holds back. They will always pump as much as they physically can because they absolutely need the revenue.
That makes for problems inside and outside OPEC. The old days are dead. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.